Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast titled Wild Thing, I Think I Love You, written by George and Becky Lo Miller. All the fruits, nuts, greens, and garden vegetables that we enjoy today are descendants of wild plants. Early Americans depended upon the edible wild plants to supplement their diet. The forests, meadows, and stream banks provided a cornucopia of fruits, roots, and leafy greens. The fruits of wild cherry and sweet juneberry trees or shrubs were eaten fresh or made into preserves. Dandelions, lamb's quarter, and chicory were used for fresh salads and pot herbs, and the roots of groundnuts and Jerusalem artichokes made a tasty potato substitute. As land was cleared and gardens were planted, gathering food from the wild became less important. Today, lovers of edible wild plants can be found searching fields for wild strawberries or scouring the roadsides for a feed of fiddleheads. In parts of the Appalachian and Great Smoky Mountains, gathering ramps or wild leeks is a spring tradition that is taken very seriously. This pungent vegetable, which has a strong onion flavor, can be gathered only for a few weeks in April before it becomes too strong in flavor to eat and causes halitosis to become rampant. Believe it or not, one of the best places to find tasty and nutritious wild edibles may be in your own backyard. They are weeds. Emerson defined a weed as a plant whose virtues have not yet been discovered, but indeed, many have been discovered to be great eating. Purslane is a ground-hugging weed that is common in vegetable gardens, and that's a great place for it because it is delicious. It can be cooked and served with butter, eaten raw in salads, pickled, or made into a delightful soup. The barbed burrs of the burdock plant make it unwelcome on most properties, but once you taste it, you may welcome its presence. Peeled flower stalks can be steamed and eaten like asparagus. The roots have a mild celery flavor and are a great addition to soups and stews. The tender new leaves can be cooked like spinach. You may want to gather seeds from some of your favorite wild plants and grow them in your garden so that you can weed it and reap.